You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
The Saab held, no real surprises there, but the vote was close again, 3-2. Annabel Bishop, chief economist at Investec Bank, joins us now. Annabel, welcome. Looking at the language, as one does when you try and read the tea leaves of the MPC statement, what stood out for you?
I actually think what stood out for me was it was quite bland. It didn't have really any surprises in it. And of course, you know, obviously the fact that the quarterly projection model is now looking for two hikes of 25 basis points each. Remember last time when it was looking for a cut, they actually cut preemptively. So, you know, there has been that switch.
What do you think is guiding that switch to now pointing towards two 25 basis point cuts in the second and third quarters? If you read through the statement, that's when they say it'll happen. So relatively soon, in an economy where the high frequency data is showing that from that big third quarter GDP bounce, things are tapering off in the fourth quarter. And that's even before the impact of these new level three restrictions. If you take a walk around on the streets of South Africa, the economy's in the doldrums. How can you even consider hiking rates in an environment like that?
No, absolutely. And I suppose, you know, their concern is they look at the difference between inflation and the repo rate, you know, the differential, the real interest rate. They don't want inflation to running higher than the repo rate. And essentially, you know, when it does, there's that negative differential, and they haven't shown any comfort for that historically. Now, you recall last year, in April, May, we had those massive petrol price cuts. And as a consequence, we saw inflation drop down, mainly due to that, to 2%. Yes, you know, demand was very weak as well, but that hasn't been a big driver. And of course, you know, this year now, we're going to have this big base effect pushing up inflation in the second quarter, and pushing it, you know, again in that April-May period, above 4%, even towards 5%. But thereafter as well, you know, inflation still remaining above 4%, and it depends if the Reserve Bank will then have comfort to keep the repo rate at 3.5%. You see what I'm saying? You know, unless they actually want to push it towards the 4% mark. That's where those two, you know, 0.25% hikes come in. So really, you know, we're finding ourselves in a situation where the Reserve Bank may well be signaling ahead of time it doesn't have comfort for negative real interest rates, despite the weakness of the economy, as you are saying, because it does tend to lead to substantial currency weakness. Of course, as you know, rand weakness pushes up petrol prices, and of course, in turn, pushes up inflation. Remember, the Reserve Bank's always been very much obsessed by inflation. They're obviously very, very keen to keep it under control. This has been under Lesetse Kanyaga's tenure. I don't know if we're going to see the same leeway that we would have seen under Jill Marx's tenure, when, you know, they may have allowed a few, even several months of negative real rates.
And that's the issue. Is inflation, in your opinion, Annabel, is inflation the big problem in South Africa's economy right now, or is growth the big problem? Is looking to respond to this once-in-a-generation crisis that many are saying is akin to a war the big problem right now?
And, you know, many people are likening it even to the 1930s Great Depression in terms of the severity of the impact. It's not the duration. So I think, you know, you're completely right. It depends which fence you're sitting on. You know, are you on the extreme inflation targeting side while you're obviously looking at growth? Look, I mean, you know, a small 25 basis point hike is not going to make an enormous difference to economic growth overall. Remember also as well, of course, the interest rate cuts that came through last year, they tend to have a lagged effect. They'll still come through for several months. And of course, as lockdown restrictions ease, that would be helpful too. But I think it just leaves a bitter taste in your mouth to have interest rate hikes at a time when the economy has not recovered and could actually only recover by 2024. By that we mean returning to the levels at the end of 2019, you know, before the COVID crisis hit in the first quarter of 2020.
And in terms of messaging, there was a speech delivered by the Deputy Reserve Bank Governor Rashid Qasim to the HSBC conference in November last year. And the last paragraph of the speech, he says that because of this expected output gap in the economy, that is between potential growth and actual growth as a result of COVID, that monetary policy will remain accommodative. And that was a big signal to me that the Reserve Bank, while obviously mandated to look after inflation, was also mindful of the weakness in the South African economy. So maybe Mr. Qasim was one of the two who voted in favour of a cut, but it is all very, very curious. Annabel Bishop, chief economist at Investec, with the Saab holding, no surprises.